book of First Corinthians, chapter 14. Book of First Corinthians, chapter 14. I'd like to read verse 12. First Corinthians 14, verse 12. Even so ye, for as much as ye are zealous of spiritual gifts, seek that ye may excel to the edifying of the church. Paul, of course, is writing to the local body of Christ located in the city of Corinth. It was a church that, as we all know, had many problems, many struggles, many pressures. It was a church that had divisions. Church that had contentions, and with those things came error and even some heresies. And Paul addresses these problems throughout both letters in 1st and 2nd Corinthians. In 1st Corinthians, he addresses the vital importance of the relationship of every church member in the body of Christ to the head of that body. And then he addresses the relationship of each member to one another. The church has a body of Christ, can only be spiritually healthy if there is a proper relationship between the members of that body and the head. And they are only as spiritually healthy to the degree of that relationship. Now, the letters of 1st and 2nd Corinthians reveal the sad state and the sad condition that even the churches of the Lord Jesus Christ can slip into. They slip into these things in many different ways, but one of the ways is simply by regarding the wisdom and philosophy of men rather than the counsel of the Lord. Our text verse, 1 Corinthians 14, verse 12, contains an exhortation applicable to the members of all the Lord's churches. And if each member would take to heart these words, it would prevent a church from slipping into the condition of the Corinthian church. And for those churches that have already slipped into that condition or are in the process of slipping in that condition, if each one would give earnest heed to what is written here, that would bring that particular church out of that condition. So what is written here is the responsibility and the duty of each member of one of the Lord's churches. It should also be the desire of each one. The teaching here in 1 Corinthians 14 and verse 12 is that we are to excel spiritually. We are to excel spiritually. And we want to specifically notice four words here in verse 12, and we want to center the message around those four words. We have the word zealous. We have the word seek. We have the word excel. And the word edifying. want to speak tonight on the subject of spiritual excellence for the edifying of the church. First of all, there is such a thing as spiritual excellency. Notice again here in verse 12 that ye may excel. Now that little word may is indicative of a possibility. It's a possibility. It is also indicative of an opportunity that ye may excel. The word excel means to surpass where we are. It means to do better. It means to be better. So in that phrase, that ye may excel, that tells us that there is the possibility, there is the opportunity for each and every one of us, whatever our condition is at this very moment, there is the possibility, there is the opportunity for us to surpass, go beyond where we currently are spiritually. There is the possibility, there is the opportunity for each one of us to do better. That ye may excel. What that means is the most holy individual here tonight, the most godly individual here tonight, can go beyond that. It is possible. It is not only possible, but you have the opportunity to be even more holy. Whoever is the strongest, it is possible, and you have the opportunity tonight and every day that you live, you have the possibility and you have the opportunity to excel, to go beyond whatever spiritual strength you might have. The one who is the most learned, it is possible, and that individual has the opportunity to surpass what they've learned, to go beyond where they are in spiritual knowledge. The one who believes the most can believe more. The one who is the most loving can love more. The one who is the closest to the Lord can be closer. This is true of every one of us. Wherever we are spiritually, we have the possibility exists that we can surpass that. The opportunity exists. The most submitted person, the most yielded person, can be more submitted, can be more yielded. The one who is the most victorious can have more victories. So that we can excel means that wherever we are in our relationship with the Lord, we can surpass that. Now I wonder how many believe that. How many believe that wherever you are spiritually, that you can surpass that. that it is possible right now to surpass that. That you have the opportunity right now to surpass that. Whatever your spiritual relationship with the Lord, I'm telling you, there is a closer relationship than what you and I have. There is a more personal contact than you and I have. There is a greater familiarity than you and I have. We may be very, very, very familiar with the Lord, and I pray that we are, but I'm telling you, there's even a greater familiarity. You may be very close to the Lord right now, but I'm telling you, you can be closer. It's possible. And you have the opportunity. There is a warmer friendship with the Lord to be had. There is a deeper, there is a stronger, there is a more meaningful relationship with the Lord than we have right now. That is always so. Because none of us in this life ever reaches where we ought to be. So we can always be better. We can always do better. We can always surpass where we are. We have got to believe that ye may excel. Every one of us can go beyond where we are in our prayer life, in reading and studying the Word of God. Every one of us can go beyond where we are in our church life. We can go beyond where we are in our relationship with brothers and sisters in Christ. In other words, there is a higher spiritual plane. There is a higher plane of spiritual living. And that's true wherever we are. That's always true as long as we are in these bodies of flesh. There is a higher plane of spiritual living. And we ought to always realize that. And we ought to always seek that. There is a greater experience of the things of the Lord. There is a greater enjoyment of the Lord. There is a greater peace of God. And all of these things are possible that ye may excel. All of these things are possible right now. Right now, there is more knowledge to be had. Right now, there is more faith to be had. There's more grace to be had. There's more power. There's more joy. There's more assurance. There's more peace. There are more spiritual treasures than you and I enjoy right now. There is more for us to gain spiritually. There is more for you and I to obtain spiritually. There's more for you and I to lay hold of spiritually. And it is possible. And we have the opportunity to excel. That is to advance. To excel is to advance. We have the possibility. The possibility exists right now that you can advance spiritually. The opportunity for you to advance spiritually exists right now, and it exists every day. It exists every moment of every day. We have the opportunity to advance, to make some progress spiritually, to be better spiritually. So what is the attitude necessary to excel spiritually? Again, we said we're going to center the message around these four words. We've already looked at the word excel. Two other words. Zealous and seek. Now notice, he says, even so ye, for as much as ye are zealous of spiritual gifts. He's been talking about spiritual gifts. And he's saying you are very zealous of spiritual gifts. And as much as ye are zealous of spiritual gifts, seek or zealously seek that you may excel to the edifying of the church. We are to be zealous of the spiritual. We are to be zealous in our pursuit of spiritual excellency. We are to be zealous in our attempts to surpass, to go beyond, to improve, and to do better spiritually. To be zealous is to be passionate. Again, how passionate are we concerning spiritual excellence? How passionate are we to go beyond where we are? To go beyond where we are spiritually. To be zealous is to be devoted. To be zealous is to be dedicated. We are to be devoted, we are to be dedicated to excelling spiritually. People talk about all different kinds of excellence. And nothing wrong with excellence. Whatever the field, nothing wrong with excellence. But how passionate are we for spiritual excellence? How intently do we desire to excel spiritually? To be zealous is to be enthusiastic. We are to be enthusiastic in excelling spiritually. It means to be eager. We are to have an eagerness about us concerning spiritual excellency. It means that we're energetic. It means that we expend our energy for spiritual excellence. How much energy do you and I expend each day for spiritual excellence? How much energy do we put into our own spiritual health? How much time and how much effort do we take to go beyond where we are spiritually? How much effort do we put into surpassing wherever we are spiritually? Again, the issue right now is not where you are spiritually. The issue is going beyond, wherever that may be. How intense. To be zealous is to be intense. It's to be vigorous. It's to be committed to excelling spiritually. And again, nothing wrong with excellence. Nothing wrong with excellence in whatever your field is. Nothing wrong with that. But we ought never to excel in excellence in any other field at the expense of spiritual excellence. That should be first. Spiritual excellence. So it is possible to excel spiritually. We have the opportunity to excel spiritually. The question is, how zealous are we in excelling spiritually? How much passion do we have in excelling spiritually? How devoted, how dedicated are we to spiritual excellence? How much energy are we willing to put forth towards spiritual excellence? Everyone here is willing to put forth a certain amount of energy. We need to be willing to go beyond that. To go beyond where we are. The third word is that word seek. We must not only be zealous, but we are to seek. Seek that ye may excel. That is, look and search for ways wherein you can excel spiritually, where you can surpass where you are. Look for spiritual excellence. Every day, look for it. Seek it. Seek it. Every single day we seek many things. But one thing we ought to always seek every day of our lives is to excel spiritually. Every day we ought to seek spiritual excellence, because every day it's possible. And every day we have the opportunity to go beyond where we are. To seek it means that we are to try to obtain spiritual excellence. What are you doing? What are you doing to obtain spiritual excellence? What are you doing to obtain it? Ignoring the Word of God, ignoring church, ignoring prayer. Those are not ways to obtain spiritual excellence. What are we doing to obtain spiritual excellence? What are we doing to work toward? That's what this word seek means. To look for, to work toward. What are we doing to work toward spiritual excellence? What are we doing to aim at spiritual excellence? Again, for every one of us. Doesn't matter who we're talking about. For every single one of us, there is a higher plane of spiritual living. I sure hope that there isn't anyone here who believes that they have reached the plateau. There is a higher plane for all of us. And we are to seek to excel. Seek that you may excel. That word seek is expressive of desire. You seek something that you desire. It is expressive of hunger. How hungry are we for spiritual excellence? How thirsty are we for spiritual excellence? How much do we long for spiritual excellence? Seek that you may excel. That means that we have to get out of the mind of contentment. We cannot be satisfied with where we are spiritually, because we must realize there is more. And if there is more, I want it. If there is more, we ought to desire it. If there is a higher plane of spiritual living, we ought to desire that. If I can be closer to God, I ought to desire that. That you may excel. There's far, far too much contentment concerning our spiritual condition. We have to get out of the mindset of mediocrity. Which simply, by that I simply mean we settle for less. There's more out there, but we settle for less. To seek to excel means you don't settle. You don't settle for where you are. You don't settle for your level of spirituality. But you seek that you may excel. We're not to settle for the norm today. Because the spiritual norm today is pitiful. It's bad. What is normal today is just plain backslidden away from God. You cannot settle for the spiritual norm. To say, well, I'm just like everybody else. That's not good. That's not a good thing. That's not spiritual excellence. Do not settle for the norm. Do not settle for the typical. Because the typical today is not good. Do not settle for the usual. But we are to passionately, with devotion and dedication and commitment and enthusiasm, with great energy and with great eagerness, work toward and pursue spiritual excellence. That is how we're to live. Always striving to be more. Always striving to be closer to the Lord. Always extending ourselves. We know there's a higher plane of spiritual living. How much are we willing to extend ourselves for that higher plane? How much are we willing to extend ourselves to get closer to the Lord? How much are we willing to reach forth? How much are we willing to press forward and to launch out to excel? To excel spiritually. To seek that ye may excel. To do that, we have to overcome a lot of distractions. We have to overcome sin in our lives. We have to overcome the complacency in our lives. We have to overcome the trials. We have to overcome the difficulties. And our goal should simply be, today, I want to excel spiritually. I may have failed miserably yesterday, but today, I want to excel spiritually. And today, I'm going to strive to excel. But you fail miserably one day, and then the tendency is to drag that into the next day. And then to drag that into the next day. And pretty soon, you've got a week. And it won't be long you have a month. And it won't be long you have years. And that's how it happens. But we need to each and every single day realize that it is possible. The possibility exists for me every single day to excel spiritually. If that possibility exists, I want it. We ought to want that. The opportunity is there. Every day we have opportunity. Every single day we have opportunity to pick up this book. Every day you have opportunity to pray. Every day you have opportunity to repent. Every day you have opportunity to draw closer to God. But we bring yesterday's garbage into today, and then 2 days' garbage into a third day, and on and on and on it goes. That ye may seek. Seek that ye may excel. And then lastly, notice what it says. That fourth word is edifying. Seek that ye may excel to the edifying of the church. To excel spiritually, to continually surpass where we are spiritually, to continually be better spiritually, has a positive, has a favorable, has a constructive, a useful, a beneficial, a productive effect upon the church of which you are a member. How does a church get in the condition of the church of Corinth? You can blame it on a lot of things and say, well, they have a lousy pastor. They have this, they have that. And all of those things may contribute. But the truth is this. If each one excelled spiritually each day, the church would never get in this condition. That's the truth. If we all excel spiritually, if we all just go beyond where we are, you'll never get in this condition. The church will never get in the condition of the church of Corinth. So anytime a church begins to decline spiritually, every member needs to look into their own hearts. And every member needs to honestly answer the question, am I excelling spiritually? And it will be, if we are, it will be to the edifying of the church. To edify is to build. It is to fashion. It is to model. It is to shape, to increase, to establish, and confirm. And what it says here is that we are to seek that ye may excel to the edifying of the church. Each one of us who are members of Home Baptist Church, our spiritual condition as individual goes toward the building of this church, or it goes toward the demolishing of this church. Your spiritual condition right now is either going toward the building up of the church spiritually, or it is going toward the demolishing of the church spiritually. That's true, however, whatever condition you come in a worship service. You're either going to add to the worship service, enhance it, or you're going to distract from it. Your spiritual condition. That's true of each and every one of us. No one is exempt. The pastor's not exempt. No church members. No one is exempt. So our spiritual condition goes toward building or demolishing the church. Anybody who has any appreciation at all of the Lord's church certainly does not want to contribute to the demolishing of that church spiritually. Our spiritual condition goes toward fashioning and shaping the church of which we are a member. It fashions that church. fashions it spiritually. Our spiritual condition either contributes to the spiritual increase of the church, or our spiritual condition contributes to the demise of the church of which we are members. See, you can't look at the church of Corinth and point your finger at one person in that church that ruined it all. That's not going to happen. It's collective. It's collective. And when you get more members contributing to the demise rather than the increase, you've got a problem. Really, when you've got one member contributing to the demise, you've got a problem. But the more you have contributing to the demise, the bigger your problem is. Our spiritual condition is to go toward the spiritual support. That's what it is to edify. Seek that you may excel. Seek to excel every single day, because if you do that, it will support the church of which you are a member. And if you fail to do that, you're no longer support. Seek that you may excel to the edifying of the church, to the help of the church. Our spiritual condition really determines whether or not I'm a help to the church or am I a hindrance to the church. Our spiritual condition determines that. It's not, well, when there's a fellowship or when there's a conference, I contribute X amount of food. I'm a helper. No, that's not how you define help in the church. I'm talking spiritually. It's our spiritual condition that determines whether or not we are a spiritual help, a spiritual assistance, the church of which we are a member. Our spiritual condition is to go toward the spiritual nourishment of the church. It is to go toward the spiritual continuance of the church. There are church members that if everyone was like you, this church would die. That if everyone was like you, this church would not continue. It wouldn't continue. So we need to examine our own lives. We need to examine our own spiritual condition. And we need to determine in our hearts, I am going to seek to excel for the honor and glory of God and for the benefit of the church of which I'm a member. I'm going to excel spiritually. I'm going to press forward spiritually. I'm going to advance. I'm going to progress. I want more. I want everything that God has for me. And when we do that, we edify the church. You see, it's our spiritual condition that determines whether or not we have a positive and favorable impression upon this church or a negative. And if we're always going backwards, if we're always going backwards, whether it's obvious to all or not, if you're always going backwards, that's a negative. That's not a positive impression. That's not a positive influence. So, oh, how zealous. How zealous we ought to be to seek continually to excel. To excel spiritually. Again, if you're in school, you ought to seek to excel. Well,
we ought to seek to excel in many things, but no area is more important than spiritual excellence. And every day it's possible for me to get closer to the Lord than I was yesterday. Every day it's possible for me to have a better relationship with the Lord. And every day that I do better spiritually, every day that I advance spiritually, I'm edifying. We're edifying the church of which we're a member. People do not take this serious enough. I've preached on many different occasions, many different places, that today people do not understand. They have not grasped the importance of a body of Christ. What that means. If you are a member of a body of Christ, everything you do affects that body. Everything you think affects that body. Every attitude you develop affects that body. Seek that you may excel to the edifying of the church. So I pray we're all at different levels spiritually. We're different places spiritually. And that's not the point of the message. The point of the message is wherever you are spiritually, you're to go beyond that. You're to seek to go beyond that. You're to seek spiritual excellency. In our attitude, we're seeking. Sometimes our attitude just stinks. That's just truth. And we need to seek spiritual excellency. We need to seek spiritual excellency in our behavior. Again, for the honor and glory of God, and for the edifying of the church. Your marital relationship either contributes to the spirituality of this church or the demise. That's true. You can't. People today, they have this idea that husband and wife can fight all the time, be members of the same church, and it not affect the church. It's going to affect the church. You've got to get that right. You have to seek spiritual excellency. Whatever the area is. And we all have our struggles. We all have our issues. And most of us know what those are. And we need to seek spiritual excellency. I believe that almost everyone here is a member of this church, desires to be a good member. I sure hope that's true. Believe it is. But the best thing you can do to be a good church member is to excel spiritually. That's the best thing you can do. Again, we appreciate everyone who works around the building. We have many that do, and we appreciate all of that. But the number one thing is to excel spiritually. If you want to be a blessing, excel spiritually. Excel spiritually. It's the only way I can be a blessing is I have to excel spiritually. The only way you can be a blessing is to excel spiritually. The only way we can contribute to that spiritual health of this church is to excel spiritually. And that we do nothing to encourage anyone to go backwards spiritually. that we do nothing to discourage them from excelling spiritually, because when we do that to the demise of the church. So God help us to strive. To strive for spiritual excellency. Get up in the morning and determine in your heart and your mind, Lord, help me to excel spiritually. And do that all through the day. When you feel something pulling you down spiritually, drawing your heart away from God spiritually, pray, Lord, help me. Help me to excel. Help me to advance. I don't want to go backwards. I need to excel for your honor, for your glory, and for the benefit of Home Baptist Church. I need to excel. And that needs to be our attitude every single day. And if every one who's a member here tonight would have that attitude, oh, what a church. What a church that you would have. Brother Larry, if you'd come and